A thorough description of phase numbers, rings, and barriers is included in the manual on page 3.2. In addition, there is an e-learning course module in the Traffic Signal Operations and Maintenance course in modules 4 and 5 that should be reviewed. However, as a brief overview of phasing and ring numbers, notice the two graphics shown below. Shown on the left is the typical phase numbering convention, which would be often used when the intersection is east and west, as shown here in the leftmost portion of the image, and if the intersection is north and south, as shown and highlighted here. Note, in both of these phasing conventions, the main street would include phases 2 and 6. Once you've identified where phase 2 is in the east-west phasing convention, phase 2 would be pointing east. In the north-south, phase 2 is typically pointing north. Once this information is determined, then you can assign all of your even numbers to the through movements 2, 4, 6, and 8, and the odd numbers 1, 3, 5, and 7. Finally, if you add the two numbers beside each other, for instance, 6 plus 1, it will add up to 7, or on the side street, 4 plus 7, 11, 3 plus 8, 11, and 5 plus 2, 7. Shown here on the right is the dual ring structure that's typically used. This is discussed in much more detail in the Traffic Signal Maintenance and Operations e-learning course. You can also find information on this on page 3-3 of this training manual.